We on?
Call the meeting to order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Make a motion, we approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is the approval of the minutes for August 24th, 2017.
And just so they were submitted to the commission, if they are going to be approved, they would be approved as revised.
Yeah, I had some revisions on some minor ones that I submitted to staff. Just picking up a few typos here and there, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the minutes of August 24th, 2017 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. It's time for any discussion on the public comment. Before we go to public comment, Janelle, did you have any update? Did you wanted to give?
Just a reminder that we're meeting again next Wednesday at 9 in the morning until 2:30-ish. We were able to get the council chambers, so we'll be discussing transportation, the future land use, and intergovernmental coordination. Okay. And just for the public who's here, the public meeting will be October 11th from noon to 7:30 at the Cheer Center.
The workshop, the county workshop.
Yeah, the public workshop.
And we have a schedule for the public hearing yet?
And November 2nd, but I'd rather get the October 11th date out there because that one's coming up soon, and the public will be able to look at the draft plan at that point.
Okay.
For the benefit of the public, just so they don't think it's going to be an eight-hour meeting that you have to sit through, it's because that sounds a little misleading. I know we wouldn't come to that. We're doing it all day at Cheer, and basically there's going to be three versions of the same presentation. So we wanted to do that so depending on what people's schedules were, they could be there at the first one, which will be around noon, and then the one in the afternoon and the one later in the evening.
Yeah, it's an open house type format, but the formal presentation, it'll be the same presentation all three times. The presentation's at 12:30, 3:30, and 6 p.m. at the Cheer Center in Georgetown.
Okay. With that, anyone want to speak regarding the Sussex plan? Don't all jump at once. Seeing no one rise, anyone in the commission have anything to say? No? Okay, we're going to move on to old business. First item of old business is 2017-9, Lewis Shores Estate, Key Properties Group, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision number 2017-9 for Key Properties, LLC, for 60-lot subdivision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the subdivision was previously approved as Lewis Shores Estates and identified as subdivision number 2005-30. That prior subdivision was never substantially underway and that prior approval expired. Two, the applicant now seeks a preliminary approval of a nearly identical subdivision but subject to current standards. In addition, the layout was changed to accommodate a modified 100-foot floodplain boundary and the addition of a vegetated buffer around the site perimeter. The wetlands delineation was also confirmed as part of this application. Three, the subdivision is in compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan and the Subdivision Code. The applicant has also addressed all the items set forth on Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. Four, the average lot size is 0.84 acres, and the density is well below the permitted density of the AR1 zoning. Five, the subdivision promotes the orderly growth of Sussex County. Six, the subdivision will be served by on-site wells and septic systems. Seven, the subdivision will contain approximately 25 acres of open space. Eight, the subdivision will be a restricted residential development that will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 60 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. E, there shall be no wetlands within any lot lines. F, street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. G, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. H, there is an existing graveyard within the project. Adequate parking must be provided and the graveyard must be maintained by the Homeowners Association. This maintenance obligation shall be referred in the restrictive covenants to the project and set forth on the final site plan. I, existing trees, excluding what is needed for the construction of the road, items in the right-of-way and stormwater management areas shall be maintained, and any further removal of trees for the construction of the homes shall be left to the discretion of the homeowners. J, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from any wetland as described by the applicant during the public hearing. K, a 20-foot landscape buffer shall be included around the entire perimeter of the property. L, as stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be included on at least one side of all streets. M, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted upon it. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's all I got. Do you have any discussion or anything, anybody? Questions?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve subdivision 2017-9, Lewis Shores Estates, Key Properties Group, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is conditional use number 2097, Christopher Lopez.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2097 for Christopher Lopez for the expansion of an automotive service and repair shop approved as CU 1901 and to allow truck sales and service based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an expansion of conditional use 1901, which permitted automobile service and repairs. This will also permit truck sales and service to occur on the site. Two, the site is located along US Route 113, which is appropriate for this type of use. Three, the expanded conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Four, the project with conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Five, the site is in a developing area and it is also near the town of Georgetown. Six, the use will continue to provide a service to Sussex County residents and local businesses. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the final site plan shall show all required parking areas for customers and for cars and trucks that are for sale. These areas shall be clearly designated on the site itself. No parking shall be permitted within the front yard setbacks. B, there shall not be any outside storage of junk vehicles, automobile parts, equipment, tires, or other materials used to repair cars or trucks. C, the only repair work allowed at the shop will be for automobiles, trucks, and farm equipment. D, as proposed by the applicant, the business will only be operated between the hours of 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday. E, there may only be one lighted sign on the property advertising the business, not to exceed 32 square feet in size on either side. F, any security lights shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, all loading areas and storage areas shall be screened with a 6-foot high privacy fence. H, the area for a dumpster shall be located behind the building and shall be screened from view. Its location shall also be shown on the final site plan. I, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT and within the time periods required. J, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices. K, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no more than 5 cars or trucks on site for servicing at any one time. L, the final site plan shall allow for interconnectivity with adjacent properties as they are ever developed or redeveloped. M, the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2097, Christopher Lopez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2099, Richard and Dawn Jabinson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2099 for Richard and Dawn Jamison for a wedding venue and based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is a 49.12-acre parcel of land owned by the applicants. The applicants intend to use a 1930s barn for the wedding events. This is an appropriate location for a wedding venue. The use is an innovative reuse of a large historic barn on the property, and it promotes Sussex County's agricultural heritage. The use will be limited in scope and will not require any significant additional permanent structures on the property. With the conditions and limitations placed on the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. The parking area proposed by the applicant is approximately 24,000 square feet in size, which is adequate for this use. The applicants will reside on the property and maintain close control over the use and site at all times. A, all events shall end by 10 p.m. Food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment is permitted. C, no noise from the use shall be audible from the state road right-of-way. D, portable toilet facilities may be permitted during any event as needed. E, all parking areas shall be generally shown on the final site plan. No parking shall be permitted on any nearby county roads. F, the interior drive and parking area shall contain sufficient space for vehicles and shuttle buses to turn around completely on the site. All entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2099, Richard and Dawn Jamison. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1828, Coastal Club, also known as the Marine Farm.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1828 for Coastal Club, also known as Marine Farm, to amend change in zone number 1764, ordinance number 1770, conditions 17A and 17D, to extend the time frame by 1 year to complete certain work along Jimtown Road based on the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, paragraph 17A of ordinance number 1770 require the developer to install sanitary sewer within the Jimtown Road right-of-way prior to May 22, 2017. Two, paragraph 17D of ordinance number 1770 require the developer to install sidewalks within the Jimtown Road right-of-way prior to May 22, 2017. Three, the developer requested the 1 year time extension prior to May 22, 2017, which was the original deadline for completing the work. Four, the developer testified that it has diligently been working towards an approved design of the sewer, sidewalk, and roadway work with its engineers and representatives of the state and county agencies that have jurisdiction over the work. Five, the need for the additional time is due to several factors, including A, There was only 19 months left to do the work and not 3 years by the time County Council approved change of zone 1764, ordinance number 1770. B, the complexity of needing to design what is essentially 70 feet of typical roadway improvements into a 50-foot right-of-way with DLDOT's approval, and C, DLDOT granted approval for the design on August 10th, 2017, but also mandated that the work could not commence until October 1st, 2017. Six, the applicant's contractor stated that the work can be completed prior to May 22nd, 2018. For all these reasons, number seven, for all these reasons, is it appropriate to grant a final time extension for the work covered by conditions 17A and D of ordinance number 1770?
Second.
We have a motion and second.
I can't second. I recuse myself. Sorry about that.
I'll second it.
Okay.
So, yeah, don't vote on it then.
We have a motion and proper second to recommend approval for conditional a change in zone number 1828 Coastal Club, also known as a marine farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Hopkins has recused himself. The motion carries 4-0. It's now time for our public hearing.